Welcome to the Real Estate Answer Man Show, heard Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern with your host, Tony Martinez, the Real Estate Answer Man. Tony is a nationally acclaimed speaker, trainer, and real estate expert. The Real Estate Answer Man Show is brought to you by Extreme Realty Team, a full-service real estate company. The Real Estate Answer Man Show is your source for news, trends, and information on today's real estate market. For all your real estate needs, call Extreme Realty Team at 1-800-719-7290. That's 1-800-719-7290. And here's your host, Tony Martinez. As your host with the most, I am the Real Estate Answer Man, and you are listening to the Real Estate Answer Man Show. So today's show is going to be awesome. We're going to be talking about a topic that actually has importance throughout the entire country, not just in my little part of the world here in South Florida. But before we get to our incredible guest today and a topic at hand, let me welcome a lot of first-time listeners. If this you're joining us for the first time, we do this show every single Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You should know what time zone you're in. I don't need to help you with that. And the main theme of the show is everything to do with real estate, but I especially focus on the distress portion. I have this passion for helping people that are in the process of losing their home or maybe going through a foreclosure scenario. So probably 40 to 60% of the shows would deal with that topic. So if you just joined us for the first time today, last week the topic was short sales and short sale miss and short sale fraud. So short sales is a scenario where you owe more on your property than the property is worth, and you're trying to get the bank to take less money for the property. So I'm trying to get as many people that are in that situation to do that, but unfortunately I'm up against a lot of misinformation, and my compadres in the field are up against misinformation, and then there's folks that are just insisting on doing things the wrong way and are committing all types of fraudulent activities when it pertains to short sales. That's not what we stand for. So what I just want you to know is here you're going to get the straight scoop. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I'm not an attorney, so I'm not bringing any kind of legal background to what I do. I am a licensed real estate broker in the great state of Florida. I am the broker and president of Extreme Realty Team, a full-service real estate company, and we help folks with all facets of real estate, but again, we have a special place in our hearts for helping people with distress matters. You can follow us on Facebook. Go to Facebook and just type in Real Estate Answer Man. You'll find our page. You can like our page. I need you to write down our website address, because at our website addresses we can find out what's coming up in future shows, and you can also download our podcast of events, or I should say shows that we've had before. And that is www.realestateanswermanshow.com. That's realestateanswermanshow.com. Got a couple of phone numbers here for you. If you're going to have a question during the show, and I hope you do take the initiative to call, you call 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Today's topic is, what is going on with the National Flood Insurance Program? A major change took place I believe it was last year in 2012, and it has thrown the market in a tailspin, because we are seeing individuals that are used to paying maybe a couple of hundred, $300 or $400 for flood insurance getting hit with quotes as high $1,000. And so this is just a ridiculous sum. So, you know, something needs to be done, and there is something that is in the process of being done, but we need your support. We need you to get active. We need to contact your congressperson and let them know that you need them to take some action to explain this whole mess and what we can all do to fix this. I've asked a very, very special individual to join me on the phone call here today. His name is Mo Vesey. Now, Mo will forget more about real estate than most people will ever know. He is the immediate past president of the National Association of Realtors. Now, for a realtor, we all know what that means. This is the organization that we belong to that allows us to call ourselves realtors, and we're a little over a million members strong. So Mo was basically at the top of an organization that numbered over a million members, and he is very active in the community, and he is especially active in this particular cause because so is so important. Mo, are you on the line there with us, sir?
I'm with you, Tony. Thank you.
No, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. And you joined us a lot toward the end of last year when this issue came up again. And unfortunately, not a whole lot got done because they decided to take some time off for the holidays. I don't get that, you know. So, but now we're right back in the thick of things and it's coming up for a vote, I believe. So let's go ahead and maybe you tell them a little bit about yourself and why you're so passionate about this particular issue.
Sure. Tony, I, you're right. I was president of the National Association of Realtors in 2012. It was an election year, and we did a couple things that year that I'm proud of, but one of the most important, I thought, was to get the extension, a long-term extension for the National Flood Insurance Program prior to the time we got that extension for 5 years, by the way. Prior to that time, the National Flood Insurance Program, since Katrina, had been extended short-term between 3 and 6 months, 18 times. And when that happens, there's an uncertainty in the marketplace. A lot of lenders are concerned, especially those who are lending mortgage money in areas that may require flood insurance. They don't like to have the prospect of the program being completely voided on them. And so there was a lot of uncertainty in the marketplace. Well, our folks told us in 2012 it would be very difficult to get that extended. It was an election year, and the R's and the D's were having problems with a lot of things, and it just didn't look like it was going to happen. We pressed real hard at the National Association, and we pressed real hard with our members and asked them to cooperate and participate, as you just asked your listeners to do. And they did, and they were successful, along with us, in getting the legislation passed for a full five-year term. Now, the importance of that is really significant because during that period of time since Katrina until the time in 2012 when the new law was passed, as I mentioned, 18 times the law itself had lapsed, and three times it wasn't renewed as long as a 30-day period. Each time it was not renewed, the industry itself and the buyers and sellers in the country lost approximately or had delayed approximately 40,000 transactions a month. So. And there's great reason, by the way, why we don't want to delay, especially today in what we consider to be a recovering economy, anything that has to do with the opportunities to buy real estate and especially home ownership in America. And I want to amplify that a little bit, and then I'll get back to the flood insurance program. One of the things that's important to recognize is that that every time you sell two homes in America, you generate a job. So, Tony, in 2008, one of the worst years we had in the industry and the worst years in the economy where jobs were at a premium, the real estate industry was pumping out over 2 million jobs even in that economy. We know, too, that of the five last recessionary periods, four came out because of a strengthening real estate economy. We know that every homeowner in America, on average, has an equity base of about $170,000. A renter in America has, on average, an equity base of about $5,000 to $7,000. And we know there's some social and cultural importance to home ownership in America. We know statistically that people who live in a home, they are healthier. Their marriages last longer. Their kids are healthier. Their kids get better grades in high school and college. There's less teen pregnancy. There's less crime in the community. And I could go on and on. the importance of home ownership in America is enormous, enormous, not just to the economy, but to the social and cultural integrity of the country as well. So having said that, let me get back to what I was talking about and what you're centered on, and that's the National Flood Insurance Program. In 2012, the Biggert Waters Act passed with an extension, a full extension of 5 consecutive years. What was unintended was some of the circumstances that appeared to occur after the Biggert Waters Act, which was instituted in October of 2013. And the problems appeared to be that while we agreed to the actuarial sums, that is, you know, real risk evaluation, what we were told was that the subsidies on most of these flood insurance programs were about 40%, and the average was about $1,200. So we did a quick math calculation and said, okay, most people are paying what they should be paying is closer to $3,000, but they're paying $1,200. We can understand that increase, especially in those areas that have repetitive loss, things that happen on a reoccurring basis. So when it was implemented in October, we found a great deal of the folks that were impacted. By the way, that's October of 13, not 12. We found a great deal of folks that were impacted by this. We're seeing increases not of $1,200 or $1,500 or even $2,000, but increases in the tens of thousands of dollars. Now, recognize that the National Flood Insurance Program maxes out its coverage at $250,000 on the structure and $100,000 on the contents. So I have on my desk quotes of as much as $85,000 a year on a maximum insurance policy of $250,000 on the structure.
Wow, that's insane.
That's not every case. But there are enough of these cases that we really are concerned that there are things that fell through the cracks. Even the makers of the bill, Representative Waters from California, who was on the Biggert Waters, of one of the initiators of the original bill, was incensed at the numbers that were there and has introduced a piece of legislation, along with some support from others, that would extend a 4-year hiatus, just a stopgap. Let's take a rest on this. Let's get some minds together and figure out what went wrong on the pricing side and why we weren't knowledgeable of what went on, and let's try and figure out how to accommodate this. Anyway, that's the general consensus of what's going on now. The Senate, on the 27th of this month, is scheduled to vote on that particular bill, and that is simply to delay any activity on the bill for a 4-year period while they investigate. The House has not set a term on that as yet, but basically it's a timeout. Let's figure out what's going on. So I brought you up to date on the legislative part. I brought you a little bit up to date on the importance of housing in America and how important it is to us. We have about 5.5 million flood insurance policies out there, and I'll talk to you a little bit about some other stuff. Go ahead and ask some questions.
Sure. You are a pro at this. We're actually coming up on our first break. So, folks, if you're just joining us, folks, this is the Real Estate Answer Man show. My name is Tony Martinez. I am the Real Estate Answer Man. And today's topic is a very, very important topic to a lot of folks across the country. And that is the National Flood Insurance Program and a particular piece of legislation hoping to get passed that will go ahead and put a hold on these incredible price increases that people are experiencing on their flood insurance rates. Today's guest is Mo Vesey. Mo Vesey is the immediate past president of the National Association of Realtors. An association of realtors is over 1 million members strong. And we are doing everything possible to garner support, raise support from the grassroots to have everybody, not just realtors, but everybody contact their legislators and let them know that we need the Homeowner Flood Insurance Affordability Act passed. So folks, stick with us. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes from a message from our sponsors.
Real estate is red hot in South Florida. If you're thinking about buying, selling, or investing in real estate, now's a great time. Sellers, demand is high and prices are on the rise. Buyers, great deals are still available and interest rates are still very low. The Extreme Realty team is your one-stop source for all your real estate needs. They specialize in luxury and non-distressed properties, foreclosures, short sales, and new construction. They cover Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Tony Martinez professionals will work closely with you to help you achieve your real estate objectives. If you are behind on your mortgage payments or in foreclosure, don't wait. Call today to discuss your options. Call Extreme Realty Team at 954-530-0211. That's 954-530-0211. Are you behind on your mortgage payments, in foreclosure, or considering bankruptcy? The lawyers at Richard Adams Law may be able to help. With over 25 years' experience, Richard Adams Law will help you decide on your best option. Call for free consultation at 888-724-9860. Their team of lawyers and support staff handle only bankruptcy, foreclosure, short sales, and real estate. Offices located in Miami-Dade and Broward County. If you have issues with your mortgage, you are in foreclosure, are considering bankruptcy, or are considering a short sale, call the attorneys at Richard Adams Law. For a free consultation, call 888-724-9860. That's 888-724-9860.
All right, folks, welcome back. This is Tony Martinez, the Real Estate Answer Man, and you are listening to the Real Estate Answer Man show. Today's topic is the Homeowner Flood Insurance Affordability Act. This is critical. This is crucial that this bill pass. Why? Because folks right now that are attempting to buy a home are getting the shock of their lives when instead of maybe getting a quote for $300 to $400, maybe $500 or $600 for flood insurance, they're getting a whopping bill for $25,000. And as our guest mentioned, in some cases, it's been as high as $85,000. So here we are struggling to recover as an economy, and real estate is the linchpin. I mean, everything kind of centers around real estate, and just as we're starting to pick up momentum, we have something that's attempting to derail this progress. So we need to take action, and I'm so blessed and so honored to have Mo Vesey here as my guest. Mo, you still here with us?
I'm with you, Tony.
Okay, so the Senate is going to vote on this toward the end of this month. How does
that's
it
correct.
Look in terms of getting
on
this
the 27th,
passed?
Kind of and it looks very
have?
Good. If I was a betting man, I'd bet that we probably are going to have 60-plus votes, which is what we need, in the Senate. That doesn't, however, by the way, if your folks are we're talking federal now, we're talking congressional, if your
right.
folks are going to go out and do what you ask them to do, and I encourage them to do that, to contact both their senators and their congressmen and women, it is Senate Bill 1926. Again, Senate Bill 1926. There is a companion bill in the House right now. It has not been called for a vote, and we don't have a date on it, but the House bill is 3370. So if your folks are so inclined, and I'd encourage them to do that, I would ask that they contact their congressmen and women and their senators and encourage them to have a timeout with respect to the Homeowners Flood Insurance Affordability Act, especially under the circumstances here. And you said some interesting things. You talked, Tony, about the linchpin of an economic recovery in America, and housing, quite frankly, is in fact that linchpin. The problems that occur are not simply that folks who expect to pay flood insurance but never expected to pay the increases that they're seeing, that they are impacted, but there are whole economies along the coastlines and even the interiors where there is floodplain that the FEMA and some of the insurance packages identify, where the economies are contingent upon and really built upon either a tourist economy or a housing economy or a second home economy that is predicated upon a healthy real estate market in those areas, all along the coast and along the major rivers, the Mississippi, the Missouri, the Colorado, the interior areas of the country that are impacted as significantly as places like Florida, the Carolinas, Louisiana, Texas. So all of these places are enormously important to us and enormously important to make sure that we at least allow our congressmen and women and our senators to recognize how important it is to take a time out and take a hard look at what's going on, especially under the flood insurance program that exists today.
Okay. Mo, so I have a question. Why would anyone in Congress be against this timeout? What would motivate them to not vote for something that is an obvious need and benefit to the majority, if not everybody involved? What do you think?
Well, and that's a fair question. I can't really begrudge those people that are making that argument. A lot of the congressmen and women and senators are saying, hey, especially today when there's a real concern about the economic health of the country, if you can't pay for it, just like you and I in our business and our personal life, if you can't pay for it, you shouldn't be buying it and you shouldn't be funding it. So they're saying the National Flood Insurance Program is not doing well, and so we're going to try and go to actuarial rates, and if you can't afford it, then you shouldn't be buying a home in the areas that might be flood prone. And there's a logic to that, but here's the part that's conflictive. A lot of the folks, and by the way, the National Flood Insurance Program has been in place since 1968, almost 40 years, okay, or a little bit more than actually than 40 years. And except for the events that occurred on the northeast coast with Sandy and, of course, Katrina in New Orleans, except for those events, for 38 plus years of the program, it broke even or made money. The big catastrophes were not considered, and so because they weren't considered, there wasn't a nest egg of money to be able to take care of that. So that's a concern for the folks that don't want to back this particular bill. Here's the reality. The reality is that when you and I, we go out and we buy or sell a home, or our clients and customers do the same thing, they don't ask questions like, what is that flood insurance program? Why am I buying it? Who backs it? They don't do that. They look at it and say, okay, the bank's requiring me to get flood insurance. How much is it? All right. The bank's requiring me to have a specific hazard insurance or windstorm, and they do it. They don't. No one ever asks, why did that happen? Why am I paying this? And is there an opportunity for it to increase in these mammoth amounts exponentially? Not a few hundred a year, but many thousands of dollars a year. A lot of these people bought their property, Tony, in full compliance at the time they purchased. They bought it with code in place. They bought it because it was inspected. And now it's sort of like playing a baseball game, and you're in the World Series, and you're in the seventh game, and it's tied, or you're behind by a run, and it's the bottom of the ninth inning, and you get one last at-bat, and all of a sudden the umpires come out and say, the game is over. The rules have changed. That's a pretty dramatic change in the rules, and that's exactly what's happening to a lot of the people who have these flood insurance programs. They never envision buying the property. They never envision the problems that could or are happening today. I want to give you one example, and then I'll open it up again to questions. There's a fellow, and I took an extreme example, so it's important to recognize. There's a fellow in Hawaii. His name is Tim Clearwater. I spoke to him myself. He's a an engineer, a marine engineer. He's gone to college. He's got his degree. For 8 years, he and his wife have saved to buy a house. They bought an 850-square-foot home in a very nice area in Hawaii. They have a four-month-old. He wanted to start his career in a house. He was quoted, when he went to contract on that home, he was quoted an insurance policy of $2,000. At the closing, he was told it would be $2,700. Well, he said, okay, I'll bite the bullet. It's another, you know, $75 a month, but it's important and in for me to have a place for my new child and my wife and myself. 850-square-foot frame house on a 50 by 100-foot lot. In about 12 months, his mortgage company, who I will not mention, but it's a very large one, called him and said, there's a change in the anticipated premium of your insurance with respect to flood insurance. Now, recognize that there's 75 million homeowners in America, about 45 million are mortgage holders, and I'll bet you a dollar to a donut that every one of them have a clause in their mortgage that says, if you're not insured, the lender can call the loan due or buy the insurance themselves and charge you for it. Not all of those 45 million mortgages are in floodplains, but there's some that are. So anyway, his mortgagor called him and said, we are going to do exactly that, either buy the insurance for you or we're going to call your loan due. And your insurance now goes from $2,700 to $25,000 a year. Well, look, this is a young man. He's starting his career. He's starting his family. The difference between $2,700 and $25,000 is another mortgage payment. They have very little prospects of being able to sell a house with a $27,000 premium on it. They're going to have to go to mom and dad to get some money. They are either going to have to raise the elevation of the house to meet the flood criteria, or they're going to have to take a big hit, God forbid, if they have to sell it, because that's an awful big number. That's not just happening to Tim Clearwater in Hawaii. It's happening, as I mentioned, to folks in this country, in places along the coastlines, along the rivers, along the streams, in areas that never flood normally but have flooded in the last few years that we have seen. So it's enormously important that your listeners get really active to connect with their congressmen and women and their senators, especially with respect to the bill in the Senate 1926, and as I mentioned, to the House bill, and I think that one is
370.
Right.
Right. All right, folks. So listen, Mo, what you said is so poignant because I understand exactly what you meant by the rationale that, hey, look, it is what it is. If it's going to cost this much, if you can't afford it, then you shouldn't buy it. You know, I'm a logical person, so I can understand that rationale. But what you said about folks that basically are innocent. I mean, they bought the home several years ago or two or three years ago. They're in complete compliance. And all of a sudden, they get a price, and what used to be $800 now becomes $10,000. And what I remember when we were in the midst of the entire foreclosure crisis, and I'm a big advocate that we're not completely out of the woods yet. I mean, in our home state, 25% of our mortgages isn't being paid. So I know that we're not out of this mess yet, but in 2008, when everybody kind of points to this whole mess starting, it was because a lot of folks had adjustable rate mortgages, and their payments maybe went from $600 or $800 a month to $1,000, $1,500, $2,000. And the average American family, unfortunately, we're a great country, but nobody can accuse us of being great savers. We don't really save a lot of money, and most people are living paycheck to paycheck. And when you take someone's overhead and you raise it by even $100 to $200 a month, for most people, it's game over. They can't afford it anymore. So if something isn't done about this, we may be seeing the beginning of the next foreclosure crisis and folks having to abandon their properties because they will not be able to afford the flood insurance on it. And this, we just can't let this happen. So, folks, we're coming up on another break, but you are listening to the Real Estate Answer Man Show. My name is Tony Martinez. I am the Real Estate Answer Man. I am joined by Mo Vesey, the immediate past president for the National Association of Realtors, and we are tackling a topic that is important to everyone, especially homeowners, and that is the Homeowner Flood Insurance Affordability Act and the importance of its passage. But I need to take a small break here so we can pay the bills. Stick with us. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Real estate is red hot in South Florida. If you're thinking about buying, selling, or investing in real estate, now's a great time. Sellers, demand is high and prices are on the rise. Buyers, great deals are still available and interest rates are still very low. The Extreme Realty team is your one-stop source for all your real estate needs. They specialize in luxury and non-distressed properties, foreclosures, short sales, and new construction. They cover Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Tony Martinez professionals will work closely with you to help you achieve your real estate objectives. If you are behind on your mortgage payments or in foreclosure, don't wait. Call today to discuss your options. Call Extreme Realty Team at 954-530-0211. That's 954-530-0211. Do you need to save money on your home or auto insurance? At Brightway Insurance, CUNY Lorenzo Agency, you can do all your insurance shopping in one place. Representing over 100 carriers, you can be confident that you have the best possible insurance for the best possible price. Options you want, convenience you appreciate, and savings you demand. Call the CUNY Lorenzo Brightway Insurance Agency, 954-615-4800, or visit www.brightwaydavy.com. If you're buying a home, renting, or your policy's renewing, don't wait until the last minute. Call today, 954-615-4800. That's 954-615-4800. Hablamos español.
All right, folks, welcome back. This is the Real Estate Answer Man Show. My name is Tony Martinez. I am your host with the most, and I am joined today by none other than Mo Vesey, the immediate past president for the National Association of Realtors, and we are discussing the Homeowner Flood Insurance Affordability Act. Before I bring Mo back on the line to continue our discussion, I just want to give you a couple of other updates. I will be joined at the end of this call because I'm kind of giving you all this gloom and doom information, and you know, I want to know that there's some steps you can take besides calling your congressperson. I've asked my favorite home insurance person, one of my sponsors, Cunye Lorenzo, to go ahead and come on the call and kind of give you some tips as to, well, what can you do to find out what your rate is and if you're looking at a potential increase in your rate. So stay tuned all the way to the end because she's going to join us in the last 5 minutes of the show with some good information that you can use all the time. And next Tuesday, day, same bat time, same bat channel, I am going to have a home inspector on. So one of the things I am finding, because I'm in the field every single day, that more and more people are opting to not get an inspection. They're kind of looking at it like, hey, it's no big deal. And that is one of the worst things you can do. And oftentimes home inspectors are looked upon as the bad guys, like they're trying to find something wrong with the property to kind of justify their fee and to mess up the deal. That couldn't be the furthest from the truth. So I'm having a great home inspector on. His name is Juan Carlos Garcia, and I'm going to ask him to explain exactly what is his purpose. What does he look for? You know, what is the wind mitigation? What is the four-point inspection? So if you are in the process of buying a home and know someone that is, you definitely want them to tune in. So go back to Mo. Mo, are you still there?
I'm with you, Tony.
All right, my friend, we got about another 15 or 20 minutes or so. So I think we've definitely have made our point that there are folks out there right now that are encountering tremendous hardship. And was I going a little bit too far out on the edge saying that this could lead to another foreclosure crisis if we don't take action, if this isn't passed? Or is it not that serious? What do you think?
No, I think it's serious enough to consider the possibility of certain areas in the country being impacted to the extent where people are either going to be have to walk away from their mortgages or have to do something to comply. So I don't think you can stress the impact of these rates strong enough. I don't know whether it could lead to a complete implosion of the market, but I certainly think it could impact it in areas of concern with floodplain. Yes, absolutely.
Well, especially here in South Florida and Florida in general, I mean, the joke that I use is you can tell in Florida if you live in a flood zone by looking at your driver's license, and if it says FL on there, Florida, you're probably in a flood zone, because there's just not a whole lot of areas of Florida that are not considered a flood zone. And, you know, we're just seeing a recovery in our market. We're starting to get better. The last thing we need is people holding off on purchasing or deciding, you know, to cancel the deal altogether because of a crazy. You know, the other day, Mo, I had Cunye, my insurance person, in here speaking at my office meeting, and I also had our mortgage person. And the mortgage person says, look, this is major. Because he was saying how maybe he guesstimates on people's payments for qualification purposes $20, $30 a month for flood insurance. And what happens if all of a sudden it's 10 times that amount or 5 times that amount? That throws the ratios off. That could mean somebody going from qualifying for the loan to not qualifying for the purchase. And that's the last thing we need, right?
I don't disagree with you at all, and I think you're making a great point. You know, we talked about, and you mentioned it, we talked about the fact that a lot of us are not as good about saving money and squirreling some away for a rainy day. It's been proven that homeowners in America, and I mentioned the statistic, have a pretty big equity base, but they use that equity base for a lot of things. They use it to send their kids to college. They use it to start new businesses in America, they use it to retire with. All of those opportunities completely go away when you have an impact like this on the housing market. So it's enormously important to make sure that you recognize and understand how impactful this is to the market and how important it is to the potential buyer, the homeowner, the buyer, and the folks that want to buy down the road.
Absolutely. And in our market and many markets across the country are being driven by investors. And what we're finding is that we're seeing a little bit of pulling back now because, you know, where the prices have gone up. And investors, if they're doing it the right way, they're not making emotional decisions. They're going strictly by the numbers. So imagine an investor looking at a potential property and finding out that the flood insurance is 10 times higher than typically it would be. Now, that's going to impact their decision as to whether to move forward with that investment or not.
There's no doubt in my mind that that investment now becomes something less than it originally looked at. I want you to your folks actually to make note of the fact that really over the past century, floods have claimed more lives and property than any other natural disaster. In the United States, 7 out of every 10 natural disasters are flood-related. You know, In Florida, we think about hurricanes and wind. We talk about earthquakes and fires. We talk about a lot of things. But what we don't recognize and understand is that floods, without question, are an enormous impact on our insurance industry because they are the biggest of all the disasters. In 1950, the insurance companies that wrote flood insurance began to pull out because of the number of enormous impacts across the country in floodplains that occurred. By 1968, the federal government recognized how important it was to subsidize. At least they had no flood insurance at all, and that would impact the lending economy, especially in floodplain-prone areas. So they created the National Flood Insurance Program. They thought so much of it, Tony, so much of it, mm-hmm. that they didn't simply line it across the board as something the taxpayers would do. They guaranteed it through the Treasury. It's a payback, but they guaranteed it through the Treasury, unlike a lot of the costs that exist today. So they understood and recognized how important it was for homeowners to be able to do this. And I want to make this abundantly clear. Most of the people that are involved in this kind of catch-22 never recognized, understood, or knew they would be there. They bought the insurance. They anticipated doing it. They had their inspections done. You're right, they were to code. Everything was right, and all of a sudden, there's a brand new rule in the game. And that impacts a lot of folks that would never have thought that that could happen, just didn't think it could happen. So I think when your insurance person comes on, that's a great adjunct. I think they're going to tell you, go out and get a certificate, an elevation certificate. Talk exactly. to your insurance people. Make sure your insurance people recognize and understand where you're at, what your floodplain is, what your velocity ratings are, all of the things that would impact you, either on a listing, especially when you start to market the property, and certainly on the sale of the property, because it could be impactful from a financial standpoint.
Great stuff, Mo, because we have a lot of real estate agents that are listening to the show. So it's so critical that, you know, and our business is complicated to begin with. But yeah, it throws another wrinkle into it. But now as a real estate professional, and when you're out there taking a listing, or as a homeowner looking to sell the property, have information handy as much as possible on the flood elevation and everything that you mentioned and Cunha is going to talk about, because this is information that a knowledgeable or an educated buyer is going to want to know before entering into the transaction. And the more you can provide them, the fewer surprises along the way. So I think that's great information. So we got a few minutes left, Mo. So what's going on the I know the Senate's coming up for a bill, but the House, so how does it look right now in terms of support within the House? Does it look good, or are we right there on the fence? What do you think?
No, that'll be a challenge for us, Tony. The challenge in the Senate, we overcame. We got 60 out of 100, but the House, as you know, is closer to 550 people, and it's going to be much more difficult to make sure that we've got a majority of the folks in the House, and it appears that there's a lot of folks that feel uncomfortable with this extension. Now, remember, the extension doesn't do anything but simply say we want a timeout, we want to put together the insurance folks, we want to put together the realtors, the mortgage brokers, the bankers, the construction and loan and builders. And we want to figure out how to do this without impacting a fledgling recovery in the economy today. We want to do it so that it makes sense. We want to try and address the glitches that occurred after the fact. Somebody told me this is a lot like technology. I said, well, how's that? They said, well, they'll put out a brand new instrument, whether it's a phone or an iPad or even a computer, and then their glitches will come back through complaints or concerns from the people that bought them, and they fix them. They fix
right.
them. Well, that's part of the program here. We got to fix this. Flood insurance bill to make sure that the folks that are impacted both today and in the future have the opportunity to continue to buy in America, especially in areas that are impacted by this bill.
Well, you know, as our audience is divided between a lot of real estate professionals listening in and then the general consumer, to my fellow real estate professionals, you know, our state and national associations have basically trying to get us to rally for a call to action. So all it really takes is for you basically to click 3 or 4 times with your mouse, and based on the way the technology is set up, it's all done for you. A letter, an email is going to go out to your congressman or congresswoman or senator saying, this is what we want. And sadly, because I know a lot of folks are busy, everyone's trying to make a living and everything, a lot of real estate professionals have not chimed in the call to action, and we need you to. Now, the consumer, that's a different story. We don't have something already ready-made for you. We need you to kind of go to this place called Google and search for how do I find out who my congressperson is, and within 5 seconds, you're going to have that information, and basically send them an email or go ahead and call them and say, what is your position on the Homeowner Flood Insurance Affordability Act, or in this case, call it HB 3370 if it's for the House of Representatives, or SB 1926 if it's the Senate. So, folks, I know you're busy. I know that life gets in the way. You got family, you got kids, you got job and everything else, but this is critical. We do need you to just take a few minutes out of your schedule to go ahead and let your opinion be known, to speak up so that we can make sure that we do not have something that's derailing what is a fledgling recovery at this point in time. Mo, in the last couple of minutes that we have left, is there anything else you'd like to add, sir?
Tony, you've covered it well. This is an opportunity for both the professionals in the real estate industry and the consumers and clients to respond. We can be proactive rather than reactive on this issue. We can tell our representatives in Congress exactly how we feel about this particular issue. And if anybody wants additional information, they can contact the National Association of Realtors, or they can go to their website, nar.org, National Association of Realtors, .org, and look up National Flood Insurance Program. They'll get a great deal of information on that, and they'll also find out perhaps how it best fits with them. So, I can't thank you enough for bringing this to both the consumers and our industry. I appreciate what you're doing. It's a great job. Thank you again.
Mo, I can't thank you enough. I appreciate your kind words, and you are a gentleman and a scholar. Thank you. God bless you, and we'll be talking again soon. So, folks, that was Mo Vesey, the immediate past president of the National Association of Realtors, making a very eloquent case for the need to get passage of the Homeowner Flood Insurance Affordability Act. We are a little behind in taking our final break, but my next guest is ready. I just need to go ahead and pause for a couple of minutes. Hang in there, folks. When we get back, I got an insurance person who's going to give you some tips and some tricks and some techniques and strategies to help you save as much as possible on your insurance. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Real estate is red hot in South Florida. If you're thinking about buying, selling, or investing in real estate, now's a great time. Sellers, demand is high and prices are on the rise. Buyers, great deals are still available and interest rates are still very low. The Extreme Realty Team is your one-stop source for all your real estate needs. They specialize in luxury and non-distressed properties, foreclosures, short sales, and new construction. They cover Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Tony Martinez professionals will work closely with you to help you achieve your real estate objectives. If you are behind on your mortgage payments or in foreclosure, don't wait. Call today to discuss your options. Call Extreme Realty Team at 954-530-0211. That's 954-530-0211.
Guaranteed Rate, the eighth largest retail mortgage company in the U.S., has revolutionized your life's biggest purchase by offering a fully automated online application which provides you with a pre-approval letter. That's right, fill out your online mortgage application, receive a copy of all three credit reports, and finally, get your pre-approval letter all in 25 minutes or less, only with Guaranteed Rate. Please contact Andres Munoz of Guaranteed Rate today at 786-556-1115. That's 786-556-1115 and learn how you can take control of your mortgage transaction right now. Guaranteed Rate, Inc., NMLS ID 2611, an equal housing lender and licensed mortgage banker.
All right, folks, welcome back. This is the Real Estate Answer Man Show. My name is Tony Martinez. I am your host, the Real Estate Answer Man. This show is heard every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Next week, I have a home inspector on because I believe that every purchaser, or just about every purchaser, should be getting a home inspection on their property before they move forward with the purchase. But there's a lot of misunderstandings and myths surrounding what home inspectors do, and we're going to clear all that up. So make sure you tune in next week. By the way, if you have any real estate related questions, you're looking to buy, sell, you know someone that is hurting and needs help with possibly a short sale, I need you to jot this number down because my team is ready to help them any way possible. It is 800-719-7290. That's 800-719-7290. That will dial the Extreme Realty team, where I am the proud broker and president. Also, any interest in finding out about past shows, we've been doing this for a while. I got a lot of great episodes that we've done. Go to realestateanswermanshow.com. That's realestateanswermanshow.com. Scroll down a little bit, and on the left-hand side, you're going to see Hear Us on iTunes. You can click there and download all of our previous shows. So I am now joined by Cunha Lorenzo. Cunha, are you there?
I am here, Tony. Can you hear me?
All right. Yes, I can hear you just fine. And folks, Cunha Lorenzo is the owner of a Brightway Insurance Agency. We are neighbors here at our business plaza. And I tell you, Cunha and I met about 6-7 months ago, and we hit it off right away. I love her spirit. I love her attitude. I love her customer service. And I got to tell you, she's not always the most popular person when it comes to a real estate transaction, because it's not like people are wanting insurance. They need insurance. They have no choice but to get insurance. And they do a fantastic job. Her entire team just does an incredible job of searching for the best rates and everything out there. But to make life a little bit more complicated, now we got this whole flood insurance issue. So you guys having fun with this whole flood insurance mess, Cunha?
Oh, always. We are always having fun here at Brightway. But yes, especially with this flood.
Yeah, so I mean, that's got to make you even more popular when people are getting... Now, you haven't gotten quotes as high as 85,000, but you've seen some increases on some of the quotes that you've been giving to folks, right?
Yes, and not in all areas. To tell you the truth, I have noticed in some areas, which are more the coastal areas, but for the most part, you know, here in Broward, the county that we're in, I do see it's pretty much the same, but I have seen those $2,000, $3,000 quotes. Yeah. So
yeah, this does.
They're there.
So you're starting to... So what can someone do? I mean, how can they find out, you know, if they are in a potential flood zone? What can they do in terms of finding out early on what their price is going to be? I know that in your case, oftentimes people wait to the very last moment to get insurance quotes. Mm-hmm. And we constantly try to tell people, no, start early. But what can they do? Is there any information they can provide, any documentation that they can obtain that can help you? Help them in terms of getting the best price for them?
Absolutely. You know what? I would say there's some websites like floodsmart.gov that you can find out if you are in a flood zone area while you're purchasing. But something good to, you know, I know that the flood elevation certificate was mentioned before, but that is actually
right.
Something great to get. Especially, you know, if you're buying the home or you know, that's something you can ask the seller, because if they are currently in a flood zone, and I know this is not always going to work because now some people are in a flood zone where they used to not be, but I mean, if they know that the seller had flood insurance, you know, ask them for their flood elevation certificate. And then that way, you know, as an insurance agent, we can't get a quote without one. So,
okay.
You know, that would be my first tip, you know, try to get it from the buyer or the seller, you know what I mean?
Okay, so let's back up a second, because you mentioned a website where they can find out if they are in a flood zone. That was floodsmart.gov?
Gov,
or
yes.
Com?
Floodsmart.gov. It's floodsmart.gov. Yes. And then you know what? And you know what? Just browsing around and stuff like that, and my own research, I have noticed that some counties do have their own little, you know, websites, you know, and kind of give you information about the new flood zone maps and everything. Like, I know Broward has one. I know Miami-Dade has one. But, you know, going back to that flood elevation certificate, that's going to be pertaining especially, specifically to the home that you're buying. So that's what you want to get.
So let me ask you, if somebody is buying a home right now, okay, so they're in escrow, mm-hmm. they're in the process of closing, and they're calling you to get information about flood insurance. So if the prior owner does not have the elevation certificate, what do they do? How do they obtain one?
They actually need a you know, call an inspector, and this is not just a regular inspector. These inspections are done by surveyors and engineers, so they
okay.
would have to order an elevation certificate. Mm-hmm. And which does take a little time. So if they're on the end of closing, you know what I mean? That's going to be something that has to be done ASAP.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Because, again, as we both find is they want to close on Friday and it's Wednesday or Thursday and they're calling you for the first time. And that's going to make it very, very difficult. So that's why it's so critical that from the time the contract accepted that you get on the phone with Cugnet and you start getting bids and quotes right from the very beginning, because if something comes up, there's enough time to work around it. So like, for example, the issue of getting an elevation certificate, there's a cost associated with it. And that's something that's going to have to be negotiated. Mm-hmm. We'll negotiate that at the very beginning. From the very beginning, as you're placing the offer on the property, find out if this information is available. And if not, well, who's going to be responsible for paying for this? Because that's an added expense that they need to factor in. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what else can they do now? Is there any protection at all? Because it sounds like when Mo was discussing it, even folks that were already insured, they're not even being given a break. They're not even being grandfathered in. They're also getting hit with these crazy rates. So sounds like there's no protection even if you already are insured.
Right. But you know what? They do, looking back on everything, and there is a way that you can actually apply. That's what it is. You have to apply for that, for the, if you're already kind of the grandfathering in, where you're going to be capped a certain amount on your next renewal, you know what I mean, for the next, say, 5-6 years until you do hit that new rate, the high risk rate that's currently, the current rate right now. But that is something that a current person that has flood, that has seen that increase in their flood rate, they have to apply for that.
Okay, so they have to apply for that. So is that something that you, as an insurance agent or insurance company, can help them with, or is that something that they have to do directly with the carrier?
It could be both. The insurance agent can help, but if they go directly with the carrier, that they can do that as well. So it could be either way.
Okay, so if somebody has insurance right now, they have flood insurance right now, they can contact their existing carrier and say, okay, look, when does my policy expire and what kind of rate am I looking at? They should be able to provide that to them over the phone at that point?
Yes, especially being that if you already have their client, they have the copy of that flood elevation certificate. Yeah, so it's just a matter of requoting again and finding out.
Okay.
But then going back, something that this is kind of new, where you're looking at those $10,000 quotes and everything, there are actually now some private market insurance companies that are offering flood insurance rates.
Okay.
So that's something new, which is something good to look at.
But I'm just about out of time. Give a number where they can reach you so that you can give them additional information about private carriers and just pricing in general. What number can they reach you at?
Okay, they can reach me at 954-615-4800.
One more time.
And I'll say it again. It's 954-615-4800.
Fantastic, Cugnet. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule today. Folks, that concludes today's episode of the Real Estate Answer Man Show. Be sure to tune in next Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, as we bring you more real estate-related information, folks. Have a fantastic day, evening, wherever you're at. We'll catch you next week. Bye-bye. Tune into the Real Estate Answer Man Show next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern. And remember, for all your real estate needs, call the Extreme Realty Team at 1-800-719-7290. That's 1-800-719-7290.